We're doing Makos, we're up to Daf Gimel, Amud Beis. And the Gemara is continuing with the quote from Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. And we had discussed at the end of last class that when one has a mikvah that does not yet have 40 sa'ah of rainwater, so then 3 lug of drawn water, of Mayim She'uvim, pasul that mikvah. It happens to me, Machlokes, Shammai, Hillel, Chachamim, but that's how we say. Very good. In Eduyot. So 3 lug. I said Shammai. I meant Shammai. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Shloshes lugin Mayim. If you have 3 lug of water, Shenofal letochon kurtov shel yayin. But you had a small amount of kurtov of wine that fell in. So now you have the volume that should disqualify the mikvah. But you've added to it wine, umarehin kimarei yayin, and it all looks like wine. Because you put in some strong wine, so it all looks red. Venafelula mikveh, and then they fell into a mikvah. Lopaslu, they didn't disqualify the mikvah, lo and behold. Now that's weird, because you have 3 lug, and 3 lug should pass the mikvah. Matkif la Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana attacks. We know there were 3 Rav Kahanas in the Gemara, right? One was an early Amora, and one was a late Amora, and another one still needs to be defined. That's a good question, I don't know. V'chima bein ze lemei tzeva, why is this any different than colored water? Did not, because the Mishnah tells us as follows in Mikvos. Rabbi Yossi omer, meitzeva poselim ta mikveh bishloshet lugim. Rabbi Yossi says, if you have 3 lug of colored water, so then even though the water has color, that doesn't matter, being that there's a volume of 3 lug, it disqualifies the mikveh. And again, we're always talking about a mikveh that does not yet have 40 sa'ah. So then you see, the fact that the water is colored doesn't impact it. So why is it that here you had 3 lug of water and you added some wine, so now the water is colored? Why is it that Rav wants to say that the mikveh is not disqualified? Amar le Rava, hatamaya detziva mikre. Rava says, how could you compare? Over there, what do you call it? You call it colored water. What are people going to say fell into the mikveh? Colored water. So everyone calls it water. So when you have water falling into the mikveh, that disqualifies the mikveh. Hacha, chamra mizga mikaya. But here, what are people going to say? Diluted wine fell into the mikveh. No one's going to say water fell into the mikveh. You saw that diluted wine that fell into the mikveh? So because it's referred to as wine, so we treat it as wine. And wine has a different din with regard to passing the mikveh, as we'll see in a second. Excellent question. Let's hold off on that question until we finish the sugya.
Okay. What kind of colored water is this?
We'll say it's water that has a drop of paint in it. You have a little bit of red paint that falls in. Okay.
Are we talking something fridges? Would it be something? Does it make a difference if it's edible or not? Like if it's pomegranates?
No, for now not.
Okay. So it could be
later, yes, but for now not. I don't think we'll get to the stage of yes, but for now we'll assume not. Amar le Rava, hatamaya detziva mikra, hachachama meziga mikra. So Rava answers Rav Kahana. He says the reason colored water passes the mikvah is because everyone calls it colored water, whereas here everyone calls it diluted wine. Ve'atani Rabbi Chiya, but we have a braisa that Rabbi Chiya taught, horidu et hamikveh, that when you had they had a case in Rav Chiya's days, Rav Chiya's Rav's uncle, remember? So Rav Chiya, Rav knew Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya is the one that convinced Rabbi to give Rav smicha. So Rabbi Chiya said in his braisa that they had a mikvah that was not yet complete, and they had exactly this happen. They had 3 lug of water, and in fell a quart of wine, And then that whole bucket fell into the mikvah, and orido et hamikveh, they removed the heksher from the mikvah. They said that mikvah is disqualified. So what are you telling me? That if this situation happens, Rav says the mikvah retains its kosher status. We have a braisa that says clearly that it happened, and halacha lemaisa, they said it's no longer a kosher mikvah. Amar Rav lo kasha. Rav said that's not a question. HaRav Yochanan ben Nuri, HaRabanan. Rav was paskening like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rabbi Chiya, his uncle, paskened like Rabbanan. It all revolves around the following machlokas. Dipnan, the Mishnah says the following. Shloshet lugin maim chaser kultav. This case is a little different. You don't yet have the volume of three lug. You have three lug minus a kurtov. Shenafal letochan kurtov yain. And a kurtov of wine fell in. So now you have a complete volume of three lug, but 2 point something of that is water. The last kurtov is wine. Umarehen kemareyain, and it all looks like wine. Vinafal la mikveh, and then it falls into the mikveh, lo paslu, it did not disqualify the mikveh. Vechen shloshet lugin mayim chaser kurtov shnafal letohan kurtov chalav. Same scenario, only instead of wine falling in, you had milk fall in. Now it all looks like water, right? The milk and the water doesn't change the color. So Tana Kama holds what? I don't care what it looks like. If bottom line, what fell in was not three lug of water, even though it looked like three lug of water, it did not disqualify the mikveh. You didn't have three lug of water. You had three lug minus a kurtov. That final kurtov wasn't water. Didn't disqualify the mikveh. I don't care if it looked red. I don't care if it looked clear. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, hakol olech achar hamareh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says,
it's all about the appearance.
It's all about the looks, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, even if you originally had three lug of water, so technically the three lug of water should have disqualified the mikvah. Being that it looks like wine, it didn't pass all the mikvah. And if you had less than three lug of water, and the milk fell in and completed the three lug volume, so even though technically you don't have three lug of water, that doesn't matter. It looks like three lug of water, it passes. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's only the looks that count. Even though you have a volume of three lug, if it doesn't look like three lug that of water, it doesn't passel. Even though you don't have a volume of three lug of water, but it looks like three volumes of three lug of water, so then it does passel. Yes, clear? Hassan, yeah?
Passel meaning that it's not kosher?
Correct. Disqualifies the mikvah. So then, now everything seems to work. When Rav said that the water mixed with wine does not disqualify the mikvah, he was going like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. When Rabbi Chiya said the mikvah is disqualified, he was going like Tana Kama. So right now the whole story works before we get all confused. So far, perfect. Okay? If the Gemara would end here, we could all go home and sleep well at night. But the Gemara doesn't end here. Now it starts getting complicated. Okay.
Wait, so hang on. Sorry, I'm still
I'm with you.
Confused, but so they're saying that if after the addition of the milk or the wine, it was still not three log of water, then it would be disqualified. But if after adding the milk or the wine that completed the three log of water, then it would be possibly okay. And that depends on the color and of course where they're going according to Tanakama or Rabbi Yochanan.
Tanakama says, all I care about is do you have three lug of water.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, all I care about is does it look like you have three lug of water.
Right. Does it look like it's three lug of water? Not does it look like it became discolored?
If it looks like three lug of water, even though I don't have three lug of water, it's possible.
Okay.
If it doesn't look like three log of water, even though technically I have three log of water, it's kosher. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
You know, the majority of milk is water.
Okay, to be continued. So, our understanding right now. Our understanding right now, when you milk a cow and see the milk, then talk to me about how much water is in it. Our understanding right now is Rava's interpretation of the machlokas. And the Gemara is going to quote that Rav Papa was uncertain about how to set up this machlokas. We're going to learn Rav Papa, and the Gemara's final answer is going to be, you're right, Rav Papa was uncertain, but his Rebbe Rava was certain, so Rava's answer stands. So if you can follow the next seven lines of Gemara, where we're going to start saying, well, did he mean this, did he mean that? Good. If you didn't follow it, don't worry, because in seven lines, the Gemara is going to answer, well, Rav Papa wasn't sure, but Rava was sure, so Rava's answer stands. So let's try to work out the next few lines. But if you're not following, so don't worry about it. You could still continue with us in a few lines. But try to follow. We are going to try to work it out now.
Concern about Rav Papa, maybe the way he sets it up might go in line with the Rav.
That's our question now. You think you worked it out? It's not so simple.
He's not sure, so it's going to go either way.
Why don't we hear the Gemara? You want to tell me that Rav, that said that the mikveh is kosher, remember the case was I had three lug of water, and then a kurta falls in. Rav says it's kosher. Along came Rav and said that only works according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right? Tanakama holds I only care if you have the volume of three lug. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, I only care if it looks like I have the volume of three lug water. So that was a clean cut. That was Rava's interpretation. But what Rav Papa's questioning is, you want to tell me that Rav's psak, and again, Rav's case was I had three lug of water plus one quart of wine. Should we draw this out? That would be easier,
that's
probably, right?
Good, yeah.
Okay, so let's get a piece of paper.
I have...
Why does Rava assume everything is so simple? Rav Papa had a question. Rav Papa asked the following. Rav Tani Chasil Kutav Bereisha. When Rav learned this Mishnah, our Mishnah that we just quoted, did he learn that the first case of the Mishnah reads the way we read it, that it's missing a kurtov? But Tanakama holds, if you would have the full volume, then it would be possible, the way we understood all along, meaning did Rav have the Mishnah the way we have it, that the beginning of the Mishnah says, if it's missing a kurtov of water, if it's not a complete volume of three lug, then it's kosher and I don't care what. Is that how Rav read the Mishnah the way we read it? Remember, we read the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says when you don't have volume of three lug, then it's kosher. I don't care what it looks like. When you do have volume of three lug, then it's puzzle. I don't care what it looks like. That was Tanakhama. So Rav Papa asked, does Rav read the Mishnah the way we just did? Rav Tani Chasel Kultav Bereisha, and then Rav only works out like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the way we explained, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's the looks that count, that's all I care about. If it looks like wine, I don't take into account the fact that really there are three log of drawn water here, it's kosher. You with me, Itzhak?
Yeah.
Is your.
Nah, I'm with you.
Should we repeat or are we all together? So far it hasn't gotten complicated yet. Now, or so again, Rav Tani Chasel Kutav Bereisha. Does Rav read the Mishnah the way we had it? That the Mishnah first talks about a case where it doesn't have a complete volume of three lug. Aval, but Tanakama would say, that shlosha lugin letanakama pasle, that once you have three log of drawn water, that disqualifies the mikveh, and I don't care what it looks like. And the way we understood is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri comes to say, that I only care what it looks like. I don't care if you have the volume of three log of drawn water or not. I care if it looks like I have that volume. The Rav omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and the way we explained, Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Papa asked, is this the way Rav learned? Or, meaning, Rav Papa admits, what you just said works, but I'm not sure. Oh, Dilma, but maybe Rav Lotani Chasel Kutov Bereisha. When Rav read the Mishnah, he had a different version of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says the first case, the Mishnah is speaking about a scenario where you have a full volume of three kurtov. So our whole focus is in Tanakama, meaning Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we've worked out. Tanakama, three log. Tanakama, the way we read it, says I only care if you have the volume of three log. Because what did Tanakama say? If I have three log missing a kurtov, then it's kosher. If I have three full log, right? Tanakama said, I don't care if wine fell in or milk fell in, it's kosher because it was missing a kurtov. But now Rav Papa's asking, but maybe Rav had a version of the Mishnah where it did not say three log missing a kurtov, but rather three complete log. And then Tanakama saying three complete log that had wine fall in, and it looks like wine did not disqualify the Mishnah. And then Rav's din is even according to Tanakama. Tanakama admits that when you have the volume of three log, but it looks like wine, it's still kosher. So again, Odin Marav Lotani Chaser Kutav Bereisha, or maybe in Rav's version of the Mishnah, it didn't say in the first case that it was missing a kurtov, but rather the volume was a complete three log. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ki palig asefo de palig, and the whole argument between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Tanakama is in the last case, where Tanakama holds its pasul, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Tanakama holds its kosher, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds its pasul because it looks like three log of water. Meaning, in the first case of wine, our whole question is the first case of wine. When you is that first case the way we read it, that you don't have a full volume of three log, and that's why Tanakama say it's kosher? Or maybe Tanakama agreed to this idea that even if I have three full log, but it looks like wine, it's kosher. And then there's no argument about that. The whole argument is about when I have milk inside. If I don't have three log, but the milk finishes off the three log, Tanakama holds it's not, it's still kosher. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, if it looks like water, then that's what I care about. It's possible. That's the alternate understanding in the Mishnah that Rav Papa offered. So the Gemara is saying, why do you assume Rav only works according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Rav Papa had asked that maybe Tanakama was saying the same thing.
I think.
Let me rearrange the Mishnah because it's not so complicated. I think, guys, if you got this far, you could get this.
I might have understood something.
Fine, but let's work it out so everyone gets it, and then we'll get the feedback. Step one, Rav said, if you have three log of water, ordinarily that would disqualify the mikveh. Add it some wine, it looks like wine, doesn't disqualify the mikvah. We quoted a Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it said, case number one, if you have less than three log plus wine, Tanakama holds it doesn't disqualify the mikvah. We inferred from that, that according to Tanakama, if it would have three log, then I don't care that it looks like wine. The second it has three log, the mikvah is disqualified. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, I only care about the looks. If it looks like wine, it doesn't disqualify the mikvah. So then Rav only fit like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Rav Papa came along and asked, he said, there's another version to the Mishnah. The other version to the Mishnah reads in the first case that you had a full volume of three lug plus wine, and Tanakhama says it's still kosher. So then, really, everyone agrees to Rav's din. It's not only according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Tanakhama also agrees that if it looks like wine, I don't care that you have three lug of water. Once it looks like wine, it doesn't disqualify the mikvah. So how come you're saying Rav works like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri? Rav Papa says maybe he also works like Tanakhama if you go with the other version of the Mishnah.
I just want to clarify, according to the
just one second. Till here, are we all together?
I have some questions.
Do you understand it, but you have questions or you don't understand?
I don't know if I understand it.
What you?
I understand. I just want
to know. Okay, so we'll start with you, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know, if three log of water disqualifies it, then that's a huge loophole if you say, but if it looks like wine, you could have three... You could, let's say, oops, three plus lug of water fell in. Okay, not to worry, we'll add some wine and now it's kosher.
No, that doesn't work. Once it fell in, it disqualified.
But
now,
saying,
I'll explain part of the logic.
One thing I thought about, which maybe is logical. If it's exactly three log of water and it looks like wine, then clearly you've got less than three log of water because part of it is the wine.
Okay, yes, Yehuda.
According to the second Girsa, the case about the three logim with the milk, is that also chaser?
We will assume it is chaser, yes. Yes.
So that's another opinion besides Tanakhama.
What do you mean?
Tanakhama says three logim plus wine is not puzzle, meaning you go after the mare. According to Tanakhama
in the second case,
he also goes after the mare. He doesn't have the water quantity, but he has the milk. But he says it's not pasul. So then what? So he holds that it's not that you need the quantity and it for not to have the mare. And he's going after the mare and the kamut.
You could say that, but there's also another angle you could say, meaning. What would be if you added paint, not wine? So that's what I started telling Larry. There's room to discern, meaning Rav Yochanan ben Nuri gives me a clear formula. I don't care volume, I care looks. If it looks like three lug of water, gamarnu. What does Tanakhama hold? Well, if Tanakhama doesn't hold the simple formula we said initially, I don't care looks, I care whether I have three volume of water. No, they don't say that, because now according to Rav Papa, they're saying you could have three lug of water plus a little bit of wine, but it doesn't look like water, so it doesn't disqualify the mikvah. So Yehuda wants to say it has to have three lug plus it has to look like water. That's one way of understanding it. But there's another way of understanding it. Ordinarily, wine was something that was diluted. Meaning, they never drank wine without adding three parts water to the wine. It wasn't only a Jewish thing. If you read ancient stuff, you see everyone did that. That was the way they drank their wine. Their wine was very strong. Their wine was like petel. You took a little bit of wine, a lot of water, that's wine. And short of that, that's like who knows what. So when you take wine and add water to it, you still have wine. You just have diluted wine. So it could be that this is based on the previous sugya. That the reason that the Tanakhama holds that when I have three lug of water plus a little bit of wine, so then it doesn't disqualify the mikvah, is because water did not fall into the mikvah. What fell into the mikvah was super diluted wine, but it's a different shem. That was the previous sugya. So it's not that Tanakhama says what you wanted to say, that I need the look and I need the volume, but rather I need to have water. I need to have three volumes of water, and here I don't have three volumes of water. Here I have the volume of three plus of diluted wine. And then that would be a totally different sheet of Tanakhama. I'm just suggesting it. There's more to be discussed, meaning we didn't go into all the depth, Rashi and Tosis, into understanding this, so yeah, but I'm saying there is capacity to understand it a little differently than what you were suggesting. And then the nafkamina would be, what's with Meitzeva? Meaning the way you're saying it, if you add color to the water, I say, according to Tanakama, even though you have three log of water, it's still kosher. And the way I'm saying it, it would be possible. So that... Okay. So those are, I think those are some hooks you're showing me on the spot.
So what is the Yochanan arguing about?
Meaning I don't need three log of water.
And he's arguing with the...
Tanakama holds, if you don't have three log of water, your case doesn't begin. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, if you have three log of water where one quart of it is milk, I don't care, it still passes the mikvah. And that too is according to this understanding. There's still a tosis here to be explored in the whole sugya. I could be with you, but I shouldn't be with you, because we have 3 minutes and we should really finish the sugya.
It's based on the dilution thing. In that case, in any case, when there would be wine that fell into the water, it would be just very, very, very diluted wine. If it used to be diluted wine, it would become very, very,
nice.
Very, very diluted
That's
wine.
That's a good question. If we see the next sugya and you still have a question, we'll get back to it. So the Gemara says, you're right, Rav Papa had a question, but Rava didn't have any questions. So Rava's version of the Mishnah, that's what works with Rav and Rabbi Chia. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmi'a li hashmaita. Rav Yosef says, gee, I never heard this. I am a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. I never heard him say that three log of water plus some wine disqualifies, keeps the mikveh still kosher. Meaning that quote that we started this whole sugya with, three log of water plus one quart of wine, that according to Rav Yehuda quotes Rav, that everything's okay. Now Rav Yosef was Rav Yehuda's Talmud. And he says, gee, I never heard that. Amale Abaye, Talmud Lanialan. Abaye says, yes, you did. You taught it to us. Now, when Rav Yosef was old, he started forgetting his Torah. And Abaye, his student, used to remind him what he taught. So Abaye says, you taught it to us. V'hachi amit nialan. And this is what you taught us.
Isn't he, like, really sick, Rav Yosef?
Okay.
And, like, handicapped?
Rav Yosef was blind.
Yeah.
Like, but he also forgot his learning later in his life. And then he got it all back. When you quoted it to us, you told us that in the beginning of the Braisa, the way Rav Papa thought to interpret the Braisa, the first case of the Mishnah doesn't read that it was missing a kurtov, and then Rav comes out like everyone's opinion, the way Rav Papa suggested. Rabbi Yochanan Aseifa Palig, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri is only arguing on the second case. But in the first case, everyone agrees, even if you have the volume of three log water, if it looks like wine, even Tanakama says it's kosher. The Rav Damar Kedivrei Hakol. Rav really is according to everyone's opinion. And Bezrat Shem on Tuesday, we will learn the next sugya, which pertains to Larry's question. What happens if a barrel of wine falls into the Great Sea? And you want to go toivel in the Great Sea, do we say, oh, it disqualified the mikvah? So, more to be explored, Bezrat Hashem, on Tuesday.